Tapestry's Compass leadership team announced plans to expand its footprints. It wants to buy a former school building on Olympic Avenue, not far from the Kensington Expressway, to house students in kindergarten through fifth. That's a little more than 4 miles from the current location on Great Arrow in North Buffalo, where about 840 students in K through 12 attend. Some parents have complained to State Assemblyman Sean Ryan.
You know, in the environment we're in Buffalo, where you can have these choices in schools, that they chose Tapestry for many reasons, including its location, but also because of the really nice facilities and amenities that are available at that school.
One parent who did not want to be identified tells WBFO News she was stunned to learn last week that some students would be uprooted for the fall of this year. WBFO News spoke with Tapestry Executive Director Joy Pepper. She did not want to offer any recorded comments, preferring to wait until the board votes February 24th on the plan. Parents have been told the school cannot afford to build at the current site, even though it owns 7 acres of land off Great Arrow. Ryan responded to that concern.
I can't really comment on that. I know that looking at Tapestry's of financial filings with the IRS, they finish in the positive over $300,000 every year. So I haven't heard of that.
Tapestry leaders say it would be cheaper to buy the more than $300,000 building and renovate it. The Buffalo Common Council would need to authorize the purchase of this city-owned building. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.